No, we are not Trayvon Martin. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, there were about 100 rallies around the country protesting the not guilty verdict for George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. These were multiracial rallies, and one of the chants was this.
I am Trayvon Martin.
Trying to make the point that what happened in Sanford that night affects us all, regardless of race. But now there's a website called WeAreNotTrayvonMartin.com, where mostly white people are pointing out that they really can't claim to feel threatened because being white means that you are, and likely always will be, treated differently, the point the president was making on Friday. Here's a sample post. Quote, I am not Trayvon Martin. When people hear the way I speak, they tend to quickly assume I am intelligent, educated, good, and deserving of respect. When I wear a hoodie, I feel invisible. When I walk out of a store and the shoplifting detectors beep loudly, I am told, go ahead, those just don't work right. By the way, I shoplift all the time. I am afraid and ashamed to admit that I don't always know how to relate to people who act or look different than I do. I have always seen myself as the default race that all others are compared to. I am not Trayvon Martin, and that benefits me every day. Unquote. The point of the website seems to be that making progress on race in America isn't a matter of white people trying to imagine what it's like to be black, but rather to understand and accept that they can't, because they're not. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.